broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brustin Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
On this, what is it, Wednesday? Oh, he's messing
Wednesday.
Me up on that short week.
I like the short week.
Turn his mic on, Strophy.
Yeah, I gotta be heard. It's already Wednesday. It's crazy. I kind of like it, though.
It is a Weed Man Wednesday here on Kyle Brust-Nortman. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talking text line. This is more. See us on YouTube, as always, at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. And, of course, listen on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app. All right, well, looks like somebody's got a little manic post-Mr. Irrelevant energy today. I think that's our producer, Alex Strofe. What's going on, Strofe?
Hey, fellas, happy Wednesday. It's really good to be with you.
Wow, you let him do his little stupid game, and now he's excited. Moping yesterday, now he's
all crazy.
Happy.
It's crazy.
It's emotional roller coaster.
You give him a platform to talk.
Yeah.
The day is amazing.
Wait, what stupid game are you referring to, Kyle?
Wheel of Strofe.
Wheel of Strofe.
I don't hear my voice.
How'd you think that went yesterday, by the way?
You didn't ask me.
Think it went well? What would you grade Wheel of Strofe?
I think we've got some kinks to work out.
The maiden voyage of Wheel of Strofe.
Right. Naturally, the maiden voyage sometimes will bring you to Seen seas.
Yeah, uncharted territory.
Uncharted territory. That's what I was going
We're
for.
You're lost at sea. That's what, based
off
of that.
That was the whole premise of Becoming Relevant. It was lost at sea. And now we started a new segment, Wheel of Strofe, and it's already lost at sea.
Wheel of Strofe. That's the best thing of it.
I mean, we don't even need to add Kyle in there because he feels so much FOMO from Brad and I saying Wheel of Strofe. He jumps in there every time.
That's why it's good.
The Wheel of Strofe intro does bring the energy, though. Every time I hear us shouting that.
Breaking news. Tweak the intro.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Are we still shouting Wheel of Strofe?
Wheel of Strofe.
Yes.
Love it. As long as we keep that.
But I want to play a different game to start the show today.
What games do you want to play, Strofe?
It's time for Baseball Math.
On his way to third is Meyer. The throw is great, and they got him. Oh, what a throw by Sal.
Sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Explore more at paysbig.com.
Oh, my goodness, Christian Yelich. He walks it off in grand fashion.
Let's talk hardball on KBN.
I don't know who in their right mind would put their name behind Brewer's Math, but it was the brave Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and their amazing sports book that wants a little Brewer's Math. Strofe, I don't know why you want to do Brewer's Math right now.
Because
I genuinely am mad at you right now because the Brewers are four innings away from being at six games in the NFL schedule. Every Brewers 9.5 games is one game in the NFL schedule.
But that's the thing.
At the end of this game, we'll be six games through the 17-game NFL schedule. And he's doing Brewers math as the Brewers are making a rally right now. They're down one, first and second, no outs, and we're doing Brewers math right now.
Well, it's truly beautiful when the 9.5 gets divided and you get a full game out of it. It only happens on even games now. So game 2, 4, 6, this is one of those, right? So at the end of this game, we'll be at six games in of an NFL season. But I kind of like doing it early. Because it feels like we're tuning in. It's under 2 minutes to go.
But aren't they 3-3 regardless if they're one game above 500?
Probably.
So what's the point of doing it now?
But it's a big 2 minute drive. See, look, I was a Brewers Math doubter, hater, and, well, I wanted to kill it. I wanted to be a Brewers Math murderer, frankly. And now I have repented. I have
good for you.
I have admitted to my wrongdoings. Because I've realized the true genius behind Brewer's Math.
And what's that?
It makes it consumable. It makes it exciting. It makes it a little bit more understandable. And today especially, as we get ready to end about, well, a third of the season in terms of NFL
Six out of 17 games. Again, how we get there, folks, is 162 baseball games divided by 17 football games to make it more digestible is 9.5 baseball games.
And today,
a true flat number.
Today will be game 57?
Correct.
57. Nine and a half games times six NFL games is 57 baseball games.
But the beauty of right now is just down the street, AmFam Field, the Boston Red Sox, a national brand, and the scrappy Milwaukee Brewers, winners of three in a row, including in classic style last night on a walk-off grand slam by Mr. Christian Yelich.
He bang!
We're in the two-minute warning. Here we go.
We also should have done this because now you're pulling to me. Your guy, Sal Frelick, was just thrown out at home.
Oh, no. Come on, Sal.
Come on, Sal. Can't have it.
Is it one out now?
It was a double play right there. Oh. Caught it in the center, threw him out on the tag from third.
Oh, well, that's not
good. What you got to look at when it comes to Brewers math is if you were going to look at last game, the previous 9.5 games, which is the equivalent to the game before in the NFL, they were getting blanked. The offense was going nowhere.
That's a good point, Brad.
It was like you're throwing interceptions. You're not crossing the 50. Offense was not cooking. But this game, the last 9.5, this current iteration of game six, boy, offense is rolling. I mean, last night, Christian Yelich with the walk-off grand slam. That's the equivalent of a long ball from Jordan Love to Matthew Golden in the third, the fourth quarter to put you to almost guarantee that you're going to be 3-3 at the end of six games. It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing to see the offense come alive.
Yeah, y'all know I don't really like baseball math like that.
It's Brewers, math.
Brewers math. I'm
I
sorry.
Call it
it's too confusing.
With.
I don't do numbers.
I still don't understand like how it's literally meant to dumb it down, and you're so dumb that you can't understand it. That is actually the most frustrating part of this.
It's so easy to actually digest.
You're so stupid you don't understand it.
The dumb guy of the show is calling you dumb.
No. I'm just saying, like, I'm lost on why we just can't say the Brewers are a game under 500.
Let me take.
Why do
this
I need?
You,
why
Kyle?
Do I need football, Kyle, to me, digest baseball? Different sports.
Let me sort of nudge you.
Who
in this direction.
Who came up with this?
If the Packers were 3-3, and the Lions were 5-1,
yes,
you'd say, okay, I kind of get where we're at on the season, correct? You see how far the Packers have to go.
There's a lot of game lead, it's pretty healthy. Yeah, there's a lot of games to go.
Okay, well, what if I told you that in the MLB, when you look at the standings, that the Brewers are 6.5 games back behind a 34-21 Chicago Cubs, and the Brewers are 28-28. Do you really digest where they're at?
The Brewers are 500, and we're about to start June, and there's a lot of season to go, and 6.5 games may seem like a lot, but all it takes is a winning streak and a losing streak by the Cubs, and all of a sudden the Brewers could be two games back.
But it's reflective of the quality opponent that the Cubs are. See, I look at it and say, you know what? This is it's a lot of numbers. Very heady. Too heady, in fact. We got to put it right down to the bottom shelf to where the NFL is, because we know. A 5-1 Lions and a 3-3 Green Bay Packers you're right there, but you got to make up some ground. And then you throw in some offense and defense, 9.5 games. We're just having fun with it, Kyle.
Can we do the reverse? Can we do Packers math during the Brewers season? Or
I would love to.
Oh, when we get to the All-Star break. Oh, man.
So we can do Packers math? We're going to extend this out, and you're going to use baseball terms.
Are we going to tell you how many games back they are? Because you don't really do that in the NFL as much.
I'm confused about Packers.
What about the starting rotation?
Is that like your weapons of which wide receiver?
Ooh.
No, but it's defense. So it's got to be who is the player of the game.
Ben, you're silent. Why are you so silent, Ben? I thought I was the dumb.
Alternatively,
I appreciate Brad and Strofe's efforts here.
If this is too hard to digest, if one Packer game
equals
9.5 Brewer games, okay, you could invert it. You could say that one Brewers game equals roughly 1/9 of a baseball game.
A football game.
My heart
so
just
you
say,
you
put
it's like 7 minutes of NFL gameplay is like one game for the Milwaukee Brewers.
That math isn't right, yeah. But it's okay.
It's roughly.
Yeah, I'm scratching my head because I remember in school.
Why are we making the digestible thing undigestible? We're making the undigestible digestible with baseball to football. Now we're trying to make football baseball? That's stupid.
Can't we just say the Brewers are through? I'm not a math guy, but they're almost through 60 games, 56 games.
We literally did the math
today.
57th game today, and yeah. They play 162 games.
Can I ask
so
this
they
question?
Still have over 100 games left to go.
But 100
so you
games.
Pay. 100 is a lot. It's a lot.
But 100 is just a theoretical number.
It's a big number.
It's so theoretical.
It means it's so big
we can't even wrap our heads around it.
So a question. So if in Brewers math, right, are we saying that if the Brewers get back a certain – because they're going to get to a point now – where in NFL is insurmountable to come back to win the division. But mm-hmm. baseball's different because teams can, as the Mets did, I think last year, as teams can start ice cold and then play well starting in July. But once we get to baseball math in July, you're going to say, well, the Brewers are currently back right now. You know, in NFL terms, they're back six games NFL-wise, and all of a sudden they get high, they can make the playoffs.
Well, if they're back six games, that'd mm-hmm. be the equivalent of being down like 30 games.
Oh, gosh.
That would be basically insurmountable when it comes to Major League Baseball.
That is insurmountable.
But even when you think about that, it's hard
maybe
to digest truly.
Maybe I need more time to digest this
luckily for you, Kyle, we're going to keep on coming back to Brewers math. It will not die. Strofe tried to kill it.
I get a headache.
And it resurrected itself.
It was a bad idea to do it at the start of the show for me because now I'm confused. Usually I come in hot, ready to go, and now my mind's all mush trying to figure out.
Tizzy?
I feel like I'm in math class in middle school again in Miss Zarlin's classroom just looking a blank stare. Kyle, do you know the answer?
I can tell you that Caleb Durbin doubled the left and William Contreras and Sal Frelick scored.
Oh, Caleb Durbin!
Sal
Frelick! I thought you said he got thrown out.
Basically, must have reviewed it.
Basically, Caleb. Yeah, somebody caught you a scrub a couple weeks ago.
Two-minute drive.
Basically, Jordan Love is leading a two-minute drive. They thought he was out of bounds. They went to
they
the replay.
It.
They reviewed
both
it.
Both feet were in.
And both feet were in. We're in field goal range.
So wait, no, we're up now, right?
Up 4-3.
Oh, yeah. We took the lead, baby. Took the lead. Wait, but we're still in.
The game's not over yet, though.
Will game six be over at the end of this game?
At the end of this game, but the Red Sox currently have the ball now.
Wait a minute, okay, yeah. So right now, the Packers have scored a touchdown. Right?
Yep.
Packers scored a touchdown.
What inning?
What inning is it?
What inning is it?
It's the top of the seventh.
So they got probably 40 seconds left.
No. Is that how?
Whoa, you are way off. I mean, it's probably the fourth quarter still. Like 6 minutes left in the fourth.
What are you talking about?
They have three innings left?
Yeah.
No. One game is equal to...
Okay, now this is where Bruce Matthews gets complicated.
One game, we got to divide by how many innings there are. This is where the inverse matters.
One full game is a little less than an inning. No, excuse me.
Let me try this. One at a timer.
You have
162
yes.
divided by 17 games is 9.5 games.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So if there's 9.5 baseball games in one football game, if we divide 9.5 times divided by 4, that equals
quarters.
Every quarter is 2.3 baseball games.
We got 0.3 of a baseball game left.
Which 0.3 of a baseball game left is how much in NFL time on the clock?
So we have...
I think I might have done it correctly.
I think you nailed it.
So I think if you do... you got to do the inverse, right? 17
Stop
divided by
inverse.
162. So 17 divided by 162 is 0.104. So that means if you take that time 60 minutes, that means... one full baseball game is equal to like 6.5 minutes of NFL gameplay.
But how much is 0.3 of a game?
So then you take that times 0.3, that equals, oh shoot, I did.
You're
I did
a CPA,
by,
there's no
hold on.
Shoots here.
6.3 minutes of gameplay divided by 3 is 2.1. Wait, but it's not divided by 3.
I swear, y'all had me excited talking about touchdowns. I had it at 2.3 games is one quarter.
That's kind of true.
No, it's not kind of true. It's true.
With three innings to go, they are at the two-minute warning right now. They're in the 2-minute warning right now. It just clicked, and now that it's like 158.
Do you believe him? I don't know if I can believe
him. It is.
Here's the thing. Y'all got me when Stroh said or somebody said it was a touchdown, the Packers just scored, the Brewers just scored a touchdown to get up, and now we got to depend on that defense, and hopefully it's not the Joe Barry defense. Hopefully it's a better defense out there for the Green Bay Packers.
Unfortunately, it's a very, very injured Joe Barry defense and Jeff Hafley defense because the bullpen is completely overmaxed right now.
What was your ratio again, Ben?
2.375.
So I simply took one game. One football game is 9.5 baseball games.
Yes.
So one football game divided by 9.5 divided by 4. Why did I do 9.5 divided by 4?
Four quarters. But you got to do, you have to do 9.5. We're going too deep. This is like honors. Is this honors Brewers math.
This is honors.
This is AP Brewers
math. Is this consumable
math.
Strofe? Is this consumable?
You wanted to start the show here today?
I still contend that
you took your headphones off and stopped listening to us.
He was lost.
One baseball game.
I'm still listening avidly.
One baseball game is roughly 6.5 minutes of an NFL game.
Okay.
So a third of that, which is what we're in, is 2 minutes.
Is the 2 minutes.
So the Packers scored with a little over 2 minutes to go.
I'll say
now
this.
Now we're relying on the defense.
I will say this.
They never get the stop.
That's true. You guys lucked out today. You know why you lucked out? It's because it was in game and we scored. Had the Brewers not scored, I would have been lost. But all I had to hear was a touchdown score. We up now going into, to end the six. We're in game six. The end of game six.
Yeah, game six. We're 2-3.
The bullpen's maxed and Abreu just went yard and it's 4-4.
Oh no!
So they didn't score.
So they tied it. They tied it up.
Score
just yep, like that.
They tied it up.
We got one timeout left.
That was like two plays.
I have a question.
We have one timeout left. There's 1:30 left.
I have a question. I think I screwed up. Here's why. Not because we did Brewers math to start the show and we're 4 minutes past when we were supposed to go to commercial break. That has nothing to do with why I screwed up. What happens to Brewers math when we go to 10 innings?
They go to overtime. you end the game tied.
But they went to overtime last night.
Look, Brewer's math isn't perfect.
Really?
Wow.
They added time on the clock. That's what they did. They're like, you know what? We went to a review. We had time on the clock. An untimed down. They do untimed down sometimes. You can't end on a penalty. It's an untimed down. That's overtime.
Ryan's asking if he realizes, if we realize we're on the radio. We 100% realize. I just don't know if Brad realizes it right now.
I am so deep into Brewers math, I don't even know what's reality anymore. This is AP Honors Brewers math. This is it. This is advanced stuff.
Hey, AP Honors Brewers math. You know what Kyle had? Kyle had basic math. That's what I did. They keep passing them through.
Any good tutor will bring you along. We're going to bring you along.
The best executive decision I've made in the history of being the producer of Kyle Breslin-Ortman was starting the show with Brewers Math today. You are welcome, KBN Nation.
I was going to say your best executive decision would have been going to break right there.
This is Kyle Breslin-Ortman, KBN.
I feel like KBN Nation would agree, Kyle, that Ben has most of the issues on this
panel. I would agree that I have the most flaws on this show as well. Brad's freaking perfect.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wednesday here on Kyle Breslin-Ortman. Technically our last one, but I'll be continuing to give Weedman shout-outs for as long as he's coming to my house. Because, absolutely.
I told you the grass was approved by baby girl's mom.
The neighbors, I've gotten some questions. It says, how did it get so green and so lush?
How did you become a CPA and end up being confused on Brewer's math?
I mean, that's... My brain has deteriorated from the CPA days. I'm not going to lie. But we're working through it. We will continue with honors AP math as long as I have breath in my lungs.
To think I used to want to have you do my taxes.
The text from Ryan that says, do you guys realize you're on the radio, made everything we did for the first 17 minutes worth it.
Brewer's math. It's getting better every time.
We
or it's getting
dumb
worse.
It down.
We don't know. The whole entire premise is to dumb it down.
Sometimes there's an acronym named KISS, and I'm not talking about Gene Simmons with that long tongue. I'm talking about Keep It Simple Stupid. And I feel like
Is KISS the rock band an acronym?
He just said Dude, it's just not.
I don't believe they named their band based on
maybe
the acronym.
They did. I don't know. I'm not a big enough fan of Kiss
but
to know.
But you said I like an acronym, and I'm not referring to the rock band. Does that mean they're an acronym?
No, I'm not referring to that. I'm not referring to the rock band.
You're dumber than Brewer's Math.
Jeez Louise. I said Kiss is a rock.
Don't waste your time with them.
Wait a minute now. I want to make sure I ain't stupid.
No, you are.
KISS is an acronym, and
you
I'm
don't
not
understand
referring
Brewer's Math,
to...
So.
Right, but when you say that, you were implying that KISS the Rock Band is an acronym.
No, but he said he's not implying...
No, he said he's not referring to KISS by implying they are an acronym. Brad, back me up
here. No. I think you're on timeout.
Something wrong with this boy.
No, seriously.
We should add a list to him. I see something wrong with him now.
I don't know why I listened to him to start the show.
I see something wrong with him now. His head not straight.
It is a little bit of a confusing sentence,
Thank
Kyle.
Thank you.
Because you're talking about...
Keep it simple,
threw the band name out of there. Because now we're trying to compare an acronym of KISS to the band KISS.
I said they're not really... I'm not saying it because I'm talking about the band.
Right!
So why?
You're implying an acronym.
Oh,
you said you're
my
not
gosh,
referring to the
because
other
I wanted to say Gene Simmons and Long Tongue, okay? Goodness gracious.
You said that just to bring up Gene Simmons and his tongue?
Yes, keep it simple, stupid. Goodness gracious.
You guys got caught up in the minutiae.
Take your own advice. Keep it simple.
Well, it's more fun talking about KISS and Gene Simmons. It gets people's minds to think like it did, but obviously you got caught thinking about Gene Simmons. I don't even know Gene got the long tongue, to be honest. But keep it simple. The Brewers' math is too difficult.
It's all about simplicity.
No, it's not. What's
yes,
simple
is
the Brewers are 28-28.
NFL is simple. We can all digest it. Baseball is hard to digest.
What does it all mean, Basil? Today, Kyle, it's one of those shows where, like, I don't want you to look at Strofe.
I'm not going
to
do it because he's got
that weird Gen Z energy today. We're like, it's a recess to be on Kyle Bruston-Orton because he did his show today.
Yeah.
So now he can just cause all sorts of havoc here.
When he popped his ass upstairs at 1:34 early today and he came through the door and I said, oh, you early. I can tell he had the raw energy. Couldn't you tell? You could just feel something was off.
It felt like he had some meat on the bone still.
Yeah.
We got to do Brewer's Math off the start. We have to. That was his first contribution. To his credit.
He
did come
all
in.
Right.
But how rare is it that we get to do Brewer's Math when there's a game going on?
Brad, don't.
That's
don't
so.
See, don't.
We live reacted. To a 2-minute drill.
Can I just?
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
The Brewers play at noon or 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, damn near every week.
There's another reason why we should keep on doing Brewers Math to kick off our.
We
Wednesday
get a chance
shows.
To do it every week.
But this is the end of a game. This rounds out a game. Next time we do it, they're going to be somewhere in the second quarter, early second quarter.
No, that's not the same. I'm gonna leave it alone. I'm gonna leave it alone because y'all gonna make me mad. Y'all gonna make me mad. I love Brewer's Math.
You know what the worst part about it is now?
What? Could we wasted two segments on
two
Brewer's
segments,
Math?
Two segments, and guess what the next segment is?
Oh, please don't. Don't. It's not his stupid game.
Say it. Play the sound.
No. Bump it. Bump it.
That's what I'm saying. This is a you and me conversation.
Let's punt.
No. When we put together the show sheet,
you have here, Brad.
Yeah, come 3:15. We can't have all the
nights. Wait till here,
Brad. Running the whole thing.
Wait till here, Brad.
I know we. I know we say Packers are nonsense, but it's too much damn nonsense. We can't go from Brewer's Math to Brewer's Math to Strofe it's Lost at the Sea segment to who knows what we're going to do for 5 minutes to going to Brad here, Brad out, which you know is always terrible.
What if I said this? Wheel of Strofe today is all about humbling me. Would that interest you at all?
No, because then it's going to turn into him talking and I don't know.
No,
there's always a spin.
You will have the opportunity to humble me today.
That usually starts with an opportunity to prop himself up, though.
KBN Nation.
Exactly.
One must be propped up to be humbled.
KBN Nation, I apologize for letting Strofe sabotage our show
today. Yes, this is correct. It's the worst radio hour of all time, and I'm here for it. At least you're here for it, Colin. I have to be here for it, unfortunately. And I have the most control over it until he takes control.
He took control today. He did. The kid took over. We were under siege today, and then Brad just fell right into it because he had that affirmation, that damn affirmation that he gave. That's he Strofe
he,
took
he
advantage
you,
of you.
Strofe took advantage of you. He doesn't actually like the segment. He just gave you words of affirmation so you would do what he wanted.
You're saying because I revealed to you all that my love language is words of affirmation, and you're saying Strofe is
toying
with my love?
Why do you think he started the segment by saying, Brad, I used to not like Brewer's Math, but now... It's simple. It simplifies it. And you got all tingly inside.
It did get tingly.
Thought he was
I got
on your side.
Let me tell you, Brad, of anybody on the panel today, I think you're doing the best job.
Oh, see? Wow. How can I not let him do Wheel of Strope after that? I mean, how can you not? My love tank is
Wheel of Strope.
I guess.
I can't wait.
All right, Wheel of Strope's next.
El Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Kyle, I love you.
Can't say the same.
That's fair.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Onwards we go on Kyle Bruston Ortman. Alex Strope's attempting to produce the show, not even run the show, produce the show. We're here on a Weed Man Wednesday. Yes, Kyle.
Gene Simmons does have the long tongue.
Yeah, we knew that.
Glad we clarified.
I just wanted to confirm.
Can I add one thing about Brewer's math?
No, this is brilliant.
I'm
starting to lose my patience.
We had Nick Evans on Twitter saying, using Brewers math to highlight MLB wildcard games, playing a full 162 games, 17 to NFL, would make the playoffs basically get one drive.
That's great. That's going to be real strong.
What's brilliant about that?
You never know what to expect when the wheel appears. It's time for the
Wheel of Strope!
Here we go! Welcome back to the Wheel of Strope. I'm your host, Alex Strope. Our contestants today, Ben Brust.
Yeah, Ben.
Kyle Wallace.
Yay!
Yeah, Kyle.
And Brad Nortman, CPA.
Yay, me.
Ben, you get the first attempt at spinning the wheel. Spin the wheel and tell us what it says.
Green.
That's right in the middle.
Spin it again.
All right, re-spin.
Three spin.
All right, let's get up lost at sea here today, fellas. Hey.
Embarrass?
Blue.
Embarrassed.
Oh, like this segment, embarrassing. Or the show.
This is a bad one. All right, so yesterday we had a little discussion. CFB 26, College Football, the video game franchise that made a comeback last year, released their cover. And while we were discussing yesterday, I believe this was off the air, we referenced a few things that made the cover rather than a Wisconsin representative. No Bucky the Badger, no Moshe W., no Lou Fickell. We noticed a Toledo fan. We noticed a referee. And at one point I said to you guys, there's a police officer on there. I went ahead and ran with that. I posted a TikTok. Yeah, there's a police officer on there for some random reason. I'm an idiot. That was a West Point cadet.
Oh, hell no. Wait a minute. It didn't have on like a white shirt, Strope, did it?
No, it was like a uniform that looked what I thought was a police officer initially, and then I eventually realized.
Gray?
West Point cadet.
Look a little bit like a police officer.
Zoom in to figure out what it was. But I posted this whittlingly on the internet. And let me tell you, after 10,000 views and multiple comments, people were like, that is not a police officer. So I sent this text message to a few people as an audio message that I recorded myself. Here is my explanation as to why I screwed up a West Point cadet with a police officer.
All right, here's my explanation. So I guess why I, in my head, connected the dots that there would be a police officer on the cover of College Football 26 is because the cover is filled with things you see around the game, right? Flags, coaches, players, former players. And I thought mascots. I thought maybe that was them, you know, doing like a, hey, there's security guards so people don't run on the field. I mean, might as well put a beer vendor and an usher on there too in that case, but that's how I got there. I'm just also an idiot.
Where did you post this at? Where did you post this at? Who asked for this?
This was a text message I sent because I was asked for an explanation. Josh DiMaggio.
Oh,
producer Jen Gibbonshoe.
I actually think it's a pretty reasonable, logical jump. Because there's a referee out there.
Oh, I was so embarrassed.
There's a referee out there. You are too easily influenced, Bradley Nortman.
Yeah.
You are complete, right? All it takes is a little bit of butt kissing for you to say you look pretty.
I thought it was a police officer, too. Because there's a referee on there. If there wasn't a referee, then I'd be like,
why would there be a police officer? Like, let's just use our heads. Take out his little clip. Take out his TikTok. Think about the college football video game. Why would there be a police officer on the college football game? There wouldn't be.
They're trying to replicate a game in-game experience. There are police officers on the sideline.
There's security guards too in yellow shirts. I didn't see them. But here's the thing, is that referees make sense. Why? What do you see every time you watch a football game?
See a referee.
Okay. Now, do you see the damn police officer on the field?
You could if there's a field storm.
Okay, but we
if Ryan Day was logical. Next to the Michigan Wolverine and there was a police officer in the middle of them, then I could see it. Did we not see police officers there?
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah, I know. That's the only reason why there'd be a police officer.
Yeah, that Brad, I need
think
you
it's
to,
time to spin the wheel.
It's going to be a bad Hear Brad out.
Wheel!
There, I can tell.
It's a great Hear. You're going to love the Hear Brad out.
Wheel of Stroke!
Roller coaster.
Oh, this one's good. This one's good. I'm pretty fired up about this one. That's why I made it from yesterday. All right, so Eagles wide receiver A.J. Brown, Super Bowl champion, rode a roller coaster for the first time this weekend. Take a listen.
Hey, sir. Sir, that's enough, sir. Oh, my Lord. Lord, please let me make it to the ground. I'll never do this again in my life. Lord, please let me get through this.
I relate. I feel the same way.
I was going to say, is that Kyle Wallace?
Does that sound familiar?
Oh, my God.
They've been taking it easy on you.
I ain't been taking it easy. You hear this nonsense? You see how Ben tried to set me up, y'all? He tried to set me up.
He said, what happened with Lake Michigan?
Nah, what happened with Lake
Michigan? I'm confused.
Might have been a wrong clip.
When the night falls. It's a great song, y'all.
So you came
out
right
my day. Lord.
When Kyle got his Brazilian wax.
I just started itching from that. I'm still struggling.
Is your mouth not recovered?
No. I honestly was thinking to myself in Vegas, I'm never doing that again.
I watched that video and I went, oh my God. You made the same exact sounds when you got a Brazilian wax.
Well, roller coasters, Brazilian wax is all bad.
We feel about the Wheel of Stroke, guys?
Oh, he's sinking. He's lost at sea. S-O-S. S-O-S.
There is a hole in his boat. It is a slow sink. And I'm just, I just want to drown. But I'm like slowly sinking.
You got to throw.
I might
throw
just jump off. I can't leave the room.
It's not that bad.
I mean, it's been. Oh, I played the wrong sound. I heard a clip from you. Audio recorded at Josh DiMaggio last night about some college football thing that nobody can see or knows what the hell is going on. It's been horrible.
And then he said, oh, this one was so good, the roller coaster, that it stayed on from yesterday, and now I'm playing it today, and I still don't have the right audio for it.
And meanwhile, Brad's just a sucker. I mean, he's just so nice. He's just like, die with you. I'm not. I don't want to die with you.
I like spinning the wheel.
Wheel! Stroke!
You took the fun out of even saying that now.
Will you spun the wheel again?
You'll
like this one.
Strofe. Oh, no, shot. Shot. What was
after everyone. This is becoming his Hear Brad out. I always say, oh, wait. Okay, this one's so good. Oh, after every time, Strofe's like, oh, this is good.
This one's actually good. I promise. This one comes from, it didn't make the final cut. You need to listen to the podcast featuring Steve Scafidi and Kristen. I know this isn't her last name. Bray. You'll understand why I'm calling her that in a moment.
Strauf.
Kristen Bray from their podcast earlier this week.
I do want to see who I would beat in horse at this company.
Well, probably a lot of people because you know how to play.
I
a
do.
Lot of people are very unathletic.
Like Strauf?
Yeah. I feel like we should. Are you recording? Yeah, I mean, Strofe is like, how does someone that young be that bad at sports? Like, oh my God, I'm serious. I could beat him in a 10-yard dash because I don't want to run more than that.
This is such inside bait. We can't keep this because no one knows who he is.
Send it to Strofe, though.
Yeah, send it specifically to him.
Dang.
Bro, they went in.
Dude.
Nobody knows.
They ended up cutting that from the podcast. Thankful their producer still sent it to me.
Oh.
Brutal.
So name wrong, athletic insults, and then it was all washed away. Ah, no one knows who this is anyway.
Steve Scafidi is
killer.
He is as old as, a little younger than Homer, but he's up there in age, and he looked at Strofe's performance and, oh, I'm more athletic than him. That is embarrassing. They really just eviscerated you.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Come on, Strofe.
Stroof.
That's funny that she's been working here. Wait a minute. How many conversations has she had with you?
20? More than that. I talk to her every day.
Every day?
Every morning I talk to her and Steve before point taken, 10 to noon on 620 WTN.
Don't you give them that.
So what does she call you? Does she go, hey, buddy?
I think she must. She must.
Does she know your first name?
I would assume so.
I mean.
But maybe not anymore.
It's Stroof. That's so embarrassing to be a no-name in your own office.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
It's brutal.
This man does a whole radio show.
I heard that. I'm not sure which of the three is the most insulting. In fact, she got my name wrong, said I was the most unathletic person in the company, and then followed that up with, we can't keep this. Nobody knows who he is.
It's the latter.
I think it's the last one.
The last one is brutal.
That is rough. I hope nobody speaks that of me. That would have hurt my feelings. I ain't going to lie.
Well, next week, I don't know if Strofe's going to be on site. I'm sure he will be. People get to see him, get to know him at TPC Wisconsin.
Yeah, people get to see him and get to know him. And trust me, he will be on site because he will find his way to Madison and TPC because it is a great event for the American Family Insurance Championship in Madison with two new exciting changes this year. I talked about it. Steve Stricker, Wisconsin's very own Steve Stricker, is hosting his PGA Tour Champions event June 6th through the 8th at his new home golf course, TPC Wisconsin. The AmFam champ also debuts a new team competition this year. It's two-person teams who will compete in best ball and scramble formats. You don't want to miss the action and the fun at the American Family Insurance Championship, which starts June 6th through the 8th at TPC Wisconsin. Get details and ticket information now at AmFamChampionship.com. Right now, it looks like it's starting to heat up. The summer is really starting to be here, and there's no better place to be than watching some great PGA Tour golf right here in Wisconsin at TPC Wisconsin. AmFamChampionship.com to get your tickets today.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, UKBNation 800-990-3776. Loving Football chimed in on YouTube. Sorry he's late. I was just trying to spell overreaction without OTA. Then I'm Speaking of which, Kyle wants affirmation from OTAs. That's sad. Next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
Steph, your biggest strength in life that you bring to this world?
Probably my wife, because she keeps me calm. Even when I'm cursing at the TV during Packers games, I always know I can fall back on her.
That's sweet, man. Who knew KBN Nation was so many simps? Boy, I love this. I love this.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
It started with a whisper.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. Isn't that all weird? Alex Strofe's running the show. It is a Weed Man Wednesday. And it is OTAs for the Green Bay Packers. And I did open up Twitter X. And I did enjoy watching some guys on a football field. And there's just something different about the NFL. Because they're just the best, man. Like, you see Xavier McKinney catch a ball and just look how he's built and how he moves, like, they're just, it's awesome. I love football, and I can't wait for it. Speaking of Xavier McKinney, after, you know, they're all in shorts and T-shirts, and everyone overreacts to just about everything possible, Xavier McKinney had some comments about his boy, Jair Alexander. Listen in.
I mean, yeah, we all like him back. I talk to him every day, pretty much. So just try to stay connected with him. Obviously, we've developed a great relationship with each other. But you know, man, you know, my thing that I always, you know, try to you know, talk about is, you know, that's his, you know, his own situation, and I want the best for him. So.
Look, that's a captain of the Green Bay Packers defense, and I think it's all understood. We all know that the Packers and Jair need to work it out in order for him to be on the team. But to your guys' questions, maybe to one of you particular to Tausch yesterday, how would it affect the locker room?
Mm-hmm.
Like, or, you know, I think you had asked that to somebody, one of you, and it This right there squashes that. Kapush. Kaput?
Kapish. Kapish.
No, not kapish.
Wait. Kapish means like, wait, are we in agreement?
No, not kapish. He said, well, golly, dang it.
What is it?
Kaput.
Kaput. Kaput
not
is
kaput.
One.
Strofe, jump in.
Kabosh. Does work though.
Boy, I'm kaput. I need to drink some more water. I'm something wrong.
Y'all
done put the dumb on me. I told you the worst thing we did was start with Brewer's Math. My mind's all messed up.
I just want to point out what Ben did immediately. He said, Strofe, the genius of the panel, jump in here and solve this.
Ooh.
No, it was the kabosh situation.
But again, Kyle thought the correct thing was kapish.
Which was
because
wrong.
I'm messed up right now, man.
I don't blame you,
man. And no H2O. The Brewer's Math threw me off. I told y'all. Me, Kyle Wallace, I sucked that math. So once you start doing numbers, I'm bad. The last grade I got in math class was freshman year in college. I got a D+.
Oh, wow.
Kyle, I had a football coach and a guy that coached me in high school who worked at Whitewater. Said, Kyle, you know, you can retake that class to boost up your D+. You can take it with me. I said, you know what, Carhauser? No, thank you. No, I'm taking my D+.
But if Lucas Van Ness is struggling with his pass moves, the only way to get better at it is to keep working on pass moves. The only way for you to get better,
I want to throw some of my brass so bad.
Dude, he's the most annoying he's ever been on the show.
Doing Brewer's Math.
He does it with this bleep eating grin too, like he's being clever.
Like, y'all don't understand. You make me mad right now. What was the question? Before you said kibosh.
What was the question?
Or whatever.
I said we heard from Xavier McKinney in the locker room about Jair Alexander.
Yeah.
And it puts the kibosh on any of the players having any negativity.
Yeah,
they can work out the contract. What are you mad about?
Well, the problem is this, is that right now, Xavier McKinney doesn't know how the organization gets down. Right now, he's on the all-time high. He signed with a team that wanted him last offseason, and not only did he get paid, he performed at an extremely high level. He had a career year. He played on a football team that went to the playoffs, and he feels like the trajectory of this football team is going north. But now what he's going to figure out, what you believe, Xavier, does not matter, because I know that to be true, because Aaron Rodgers politicked and tried to get all different guys on the football team, and the Packers ignored their franchise quarterback. So though I feel like Jair Alexander is going to come back, do know that the Packers, Xavier, if he don't come back, do know it's because they don't give a dang what you think. It's about how they operate, and I don't want him to be, you know, messed up from learning that the Packers don't
he's
care
not
what
going
players
going to be. He said that he's got to figure out his own situation. He understands the business. He just signed his contract, and he knows he's got to perform, and he knows it's very front-loaded, that if he doesn't continue to perform, he may not get another contract himself.
Well, and McKinney's getting the taste of it right now, because you know what happens when you're friends like this? You're not just friends with everybody in the locker room. Clearly, they have a unique friendship. And when you're talking to your friend about, hey, where's it going? Where's it at? If you're talking to him every day, you know Jair is saying, X, this is what they're offering me. Xavier McKinney has the opportunity to react to that and to see potentially how the Green Bay Packers do business when it's all said and done. So, if he knows what they're probably already offering Jair, they probably have started with a low ball. And the way that Xavier McKinney comes up and resurfaces with that, and he supports Jair, says he wants him back. Basically, I mean, it was all about wanting Jair back in the locker room. It sounds like not only one is Jair a welcomed teammate that is well-liked, and your captain, great point, Ben, captain of the team, is being a mouthpiece for him, for the representing the team, saying we want him back, but also saying we are going to let him work himself out because he's in a situation right now where he's dealing with the Green Bay Packers cap situation, which is always a little bit hairy.
Yeah, and so for me, though, I do believe that this is a great sign, like you talked about, in the locker room and how well-received he is. And for those who yesterday, when we talked about Jair Alexander and coming back, and people said, oh, he's a problem, I don't want his attitude. Yeah, Jair, I'm telling y'all, Jair is one of those guys that you absolutely love, and when he does something that annoys you, you just kind of deal with it because it's Jair, not because he's a bad guy, but because people have emotions, people have their moods. And Jair's a guy that obviously he has ingratiated himself in that locker room where he's clearly not the team leader, but he's a guy that people rally behind and get behind and follow. We saw when they were all, remember when the game where they were losing to the Minnesota Vikings, getting chopped up by the number 3 wide receiver, and they were celebrating
AJ
the second
Osborne,
half?
Keyshawn Nixon, Jair Alexander, this made me so mad.
But he was following behind his boy. Why? Because they, you know, they like his energy.
Well, the reality is Jair's the kind of guy who's more likely to upset the coaches than his teammates. We always have those guys, right? Where it's like the coaches, they are pulling their hair out because of how he operates, how he communicates. But the players love him. The players love Jair. That is clear. The coaches might get frustrated with him, but and if I were to build a locker room, I would rather have a guy that is embraced by the players and frustrated by the coaches than to be frustrated by the players and embraced by the coaches.
Oh, yeah. Nobody likes a teacher's pet, Brad.
What's that supposed to mean, Kyle?
I said what I said.
You think I was a teacher's pet?
Well, if the shoe fits, you over here, you reacting to it.
You're just lashing out because you don't understand Brewer's math.
You're just a math dummy. That's what he's trying to say.
And here he come. Oh, look at you. Affirmation. Look at him. Right. Jumping to your defense. Look at you smiling.
And then Brad gets all cheesy.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Brad,
it's hilarious.
I see Lexi got you wrapped around that finger.
Kyle.
Oh, my gosh. Brad. Kyle. Brad does not run that house.
Kyle, if
ain't
you
no way. That's if exactly. we got a taste of who Brad is, if you give him one compliment, he just folds at the knees.
Yeah, and you guys will get a realization as to why you let the women run the household. I tell you what, marital bliss follows on the other side of that.
Yeah.
And Kyle,
well, what do you
can I offer to be your Brewer's math tutor?
I love Lexi.
No, Brad.
Please.
Brad, I'm going to tell you this now.
I'm not going to lie. Every time he brings up and says Brewer's math, I want to punch him.
I will do it for free to be your Brewer's math tutor. For free. That's a deal, Kyle.
I'd rather sleep.
I'll pay you.
You don't even have your own content. Strom's feeding you in his ear.
Sometimes you got to appreciate genius.
Jake in Milwaukee, you're on the Carbless Talking text line.
9 years ago today, Harambe passed away. R.I.P. Harambe.
R.I.P. Harambe. Boy, I agree.
Wow.
Boy, the way they did Harambe like that, Harambe wasn't the problem. It's the kids that jumped inside his little sanctuary that was the problem.
Jake in Milwaukee just fooled me.
What did he say to you?
He was going to ask you guys which OTA's storyline you're most invested in.
I was going to light Jake up because I have a bunch of built-up anger from Brad saying the word Brewer's math that I was going to take it out on Jake.
Ooh.
Be like, there is no storyline. They're in shorts and freaking t-shirts, Jake.
Jake, that's a one-month ban.
Has it been 9 years since Harambe died?
Ah, Jesus, Brad.
Seriously, that's a long time. If you would have said 5 years ago, I would have said, yeah, that's about right. Nine years ago? What a legend.
That
a legend only grows.
So after Harambe passed, I mean, whatever. It is what it is. When Harambe passed away, I remember being on social media, and they had, like, you remember how Facebook had the, or excuse me, Snapchat had the, had the filter
you
on the face.
You are dumb.
Wait a minute.
You're talking about Brewer's math, and Strofe is enjoying, like the Joker.
Wait, remember the
walking
filter?
Walking away from the hospital.
How you can filter your face. So they were putting like a gorilla filter face on like comedians, and comedians were acting like Harambe was a family. Yeah, girl, we got to go to that funeral for Harambe. You know, them humans done it. I was watching so many videos.
I had nothing to do with them.
You started it
you
all.
Did. You should have better screened the caller. Talking about Harambe.
He gave me 45 seconds of material.
And he gave us 10
That's
seconds.
Impressive. That's truly impressive.
He started talking about Jordan Love, the rookie wide receivers, Savion Williams wearing a red jersey.
Jake figured you out.
To get past that firewall.
Jake figured me out.
You're a sucker.
Jake used to have to hold for quite a bit, and then look at you. He done got you. Payback, so.
He sat on the phone for 10 minutes waiting to say,
Harambe.
I hope he's proud of his work.
Oh, shout out to you, Jake. I appreciate you, man.
We're back in 2 minutes.